Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One. And now, another actual five-star iTunes review of the podcast, read by Adam's buddy, Oswaldo.
I've been listening to hear Adam's rare voice that really can make you think and you really listen to him.
Word. Go to iTunes, rate and review the podcast, and maybe Ozzy will butcher your review too. Now, back to the Adam Carolla Show.
All right, we got some questions up there. We got liked tweets. You guys tweet me stuff. I had a weird experience. We'll take this first phone call, then we'll get into my liked tweets. And I appreciate you guys sending me tweets. And I think a lot of people have this relationship with, there's so many haters out there and it's so depressing and I don't even check my tweets. People are, for the most part, friendly. They challenge me on certain things, which is fine. I just try to give a coherent answer. And most of the time they start off with, I'm a fan, but here's my challenge. And I go, okay. And I learn a lot and I get a lot of material for things I wanted to talk about. I don't sit around and cruise the internet news sites. You guys go out and cruise the internet news sites and then you send me the stories about the airplane dogs or the smart crows or whatever it is. And I go, thank you. Dave?
Ace Man, get it on.
35, Seattle. You want to know what happened with March Gradness? And
yeah, Miss Gina, we haven't heard back. How'd the date go? Has it happened yet? What's the story? Where are we at?
The date is forthcoming. I believe Hunter will be appearing on the show soon.
He'll be in this month.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
He'll be in. Wait a minute. He's from he's from Texas or he's from
Texas?
Yeah, Texas. All right. So he'll be in and we'll
have some fun.
We'll have some fun.
No, that's fantastic. Looking forward to it. Really enjoyed the segment and the bit, and we're looking forward to seeing you guys out here later this summer, right before the cruise.
Yeah, we're coming to Seattle. We're coming to the Moore Theater. We love the Moore Theater. It is so historic and so beautiful and so cool. And, you know, for me, one of my, you know, the showbiz moments, I don't really have a whole lot of them, but watching Eddie Vedder swinging from the lighting grid in that Even Flow video and then knowing I played that same place is kind of weird for me, because when I saw that video in like 1992 or 3 or 1 or whenever the hell Even Flow was, early-ish 90s, I was completely bottomed out. Like, I was living with a bunch of dudes. I had no career. I made no money. I was getting to the point where the dream wasn't going to work. Right. Like, I'd come to the end, and it just didn't appear. It was in the cards. No. So selling that place out some years later was really a moment for me. All right. I want to Pearl Jam 91. Well, there you go. Yeah.
You were way off.
I was way off. Yeah, I was like 26, 27, and just it was not working out is basically how I could describe it. I want to thank Zoom for this half of the show. Go to zoom.us and TrueCar. Go to TrueCar.com. Download that app. All right. Do we have my liked tweets, Max Pata?
Here's the tweets he liked. He didn't reply because he cannot type. Here's the tweets he liked. Send him by you to piss him off all day and all night. Here's the tweets he liked.
All right. What do you got there, Max Pata?
All right. This is sent from at Peter F. Conley, and he just wants to let you know that the way Ace says almond is correct.
What?
You don't pronounce the L like you do, like you don't in salmon. It's actually almond or almond.
That's cite your source.
Actual correct way.
I don't buy it.
I looked at it and I went, I don't know if I buy this either, but here's what I appreciate, and it's something we're missing in a lot of the political discourse, which is at least when I looked at it and went, oh, come on. But then he went, you don't say
Salmon.
You say salmon. Yeah. And I was like, all right, there's an L.
But we don't call it salmonella.
That's a good point. Oh, man. But at least you put something out there for me to go, well, that is an example of one where there's an L and you don't do it. I don't know. I'd be curious. We'll figure that one out. What else you got, Max?
I'm sorry. Can I speak to that really quickly? Yes. This is breaking because I just remembered. Somebody once told me some stupid almond joke or poem or whatever they say in Northern California, which is something about like almond trees. Why don't they have an L? Because you shake the L out of them, which is stupid, but at least he might be right because that I just remembered that that's a saying.
Here's how I will defend myself and make it society's fault. Okay. Because I fell through the cracks. I was not diagnosed. I did not know. But here would be my ultimate argument. I have never read anything, and I have never pronounced a word based on reading it.
Right.
I simply parrot back. So when people say, when I hear the word, whatever word it is, I go, oh, that's how you say the word.
Okay.
I don't read it. Okay. Because if you read it, if I did pronounce it because I read,
you'd have seen the L.
I would have seen the L. I wouldn't even know. I don't even know a lot of words. Like, I know that word. But what I'm saying is I would hear everyone go, almond, give me some almonds. Give me at least people around me.
Right.
And if you said to me, write that in a sentence, I'd go, O-M-E-N, give me some almonds. Like, and
honey roasted
I couldn't spell a lot of words because I didn't know there were letters in them. I just, how I heard them. Go ahead, Max.
Yeah, I'm the same as Gene. I've never heard anybody pronounce it that way, but I'm seeing a lot of articles saying that in Northern California, where all the almond farmers are, they don't put the L in.
That's where that stupid thing came from, but shaking the L out of it.
Yeah, but right now I'm looking at almond without the L is the correct way, but almond with the L is acceptable.
Okay.
So
with the L is acceptable,
yeah.
But no L is the correct way.
Yeah.
So I was right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There you go.
You're supposed to say
good for you, not yeah. So I was right. Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
anyway.
Listen, boys. You know what we're going to do? We're going to get those almonds. We're going to get them out of the shell, you see?
See?
Then we're going to get some apricots. Or is it apricot? Well, yeah, either way, we're doing the piece, eh?
Put your feisty cups up.
That's right. We're going to round them up. We're going to put them in bars. We're going to call it an almond joy or an almond joy. Either way, there'll be joy, you see? 22 Skidoo, let's go. Who's riding on the floorboards and who's riding on the skirts?
I'll do that next time, boss.
Mm-hmm.
All right, another tweet you got was
Running boards, by the way. Sorry, go ahead.
At Flyers179 tweets, scientists confirm crows can make tools from memory, suggesting they're even smarter and scarier than previously thought. And what the article goes on to say is that a study with crows showed that they would give crows little pieces of paper and where they would train them to put them in a vending machine. And when they put them in the vending machine, they would get a treat. But these papers were a specific size. So only two sizes worked. And after they trained these crows, they gave them a whole piece of paper, a big card. And what the crows would do is they would bite off pieces of the paper to the correct size and crumple it up so it's the perfect size, and would put it in the vending machine to get their treat.
It's impressive.
Now, see, people, I've been saying this for 20 years. Now, people always go to me like, oh, your crow bit's funny. And I'll go, it's not a bit. It's an observation, and there should be attack crows. Crows should be used for security because they're super smart, they're mean, and they can fly and land on people's heads. And if you think about all the hostage or standoff situations, how many people get shot by the cops because they're just standing there with a machete in the middle of the street and the cops are all around them yelling, drop the weapon.
Right.
Let the crow land on their head.
Let the crow take care of it.
Yeah. Look, there will be crows. Crows will be used by the military. They will be used for security. They will be used. It's not a bit. I don't know why everyone comes to me with, I see things long before they happen, and then I announce them, and everyone thinks I'm an idiot. Every single study, look, I announced this 20 years ago. It's not like a study came out and went, oh, it turns out crows aren't really as smart as we thought they were. Turns out...
smarter.
Yeah, it turns out banana slugs are really the brains of the nature operation or whatever. Every single study that comes out that says they're meaner, smarter, trainable, can use tools, and everything else, and they will keep going. And I'm not the only one who's thought of this. I guarantee they're training crows for security and military right now. What if your school had attack crows? Forget about the teachers with the guns.
Sweet. Only work at recess, though.
Kid pulls out a gun. Oh, let him fly around the halls.
Oh, okay.
Kid pulls out a gun, starts shooting in a hallway. You can't shoot a crow flying at your head. Mm-mm. You can't shoot five crows flying at your head. Certainly going to screw you up when it comes to shooting. If you said to me, would you like your kid's school to have a bunch of attack crows? I'd go, hell yeah. They could spot someone walking with a gun.
They remember faces.
They remember faces. They know the difference between someone who's in a uniform and someone who's not in a uniform. You could train a crow that if they saw someone holding a gun or a rifle out of uniform to go after that person. Okay.
And they're the great equalizer because it doesn't matter how mean or tall or big you are. If you have a crow flying at your head, that's that.
That's right. And everybody is scared of birds flying at your head. All you can do is flail and roll around on the ground. There's no such thing as three or four crows flying at your head, and you're like, I'm staying on my ground.
you little scamp.
Shooting these kids. Dawson ran over a crow?
I killed a crow like 3 months ago, and it's heartbreaking for me.
And it got back up and dusted itself off and ran after the car?
No, I was just driving down a residential street, 25 miles an hour. There's a crow in the middle of the road. I'm like, he'll fly away. He started beating his wings when he's underneath my truck.
You killed a sick crow.
You got the only dumb crow.
I looked in my rearview mirror, and he got out, but fucking busted wing. And if I was more of a man, I would have gone back and killed him.
It's your job to end
it. Misery.
Yeah.
I didn't, and I'm devastated about it. I feel so horrible.
Crow's going to haunt you.
Yeah, we don't know he's dead. I mean, he recognizes faces.
Robo Crow.
Thankfully, I was in my truck, so a murder of crows cannot identify me as the crow killer.
We got to get you on MSNBC because they're like Dawson, announcer for the Adam Carolla Show. They're ripping babies from the arms of their mothers. They're throwing them in cages. How does that make you feel as an American? I ran over this crow. I'm devastated. Yeah. The kids can wait. All right, give me another one. What's the one with the engine block urn?
All right, so a listener tweeted you saying, this is the urn we built for my dad. It's a 327 Chevy small block. And then you responded, is your dad the producer of CCC? I looked him up last night and he said no. My dad was just a guy who loved building small block Chevys here in South Dakota. It's at StevieJ2005.
His dad is inside that engine block.
Here is the thing that has completely freaked me out. This came on a, I don't know, Tuesday morning or Wednesday morning or something like that. Or evening or whatever. One of my favorite shows is called Chasing Classic Cars. CCC. It's a guy named Wayne Carini, and he just goes to barns and he finds old stuff when the loser kids. And by the way, I love it. I love the loser kids whose dad had a vintage Carrera Porsche because they go, the whole show is him walking around finding these old cars and then it's the super loser. I love adult losers of winners. You know what I mean? And they go, this was my dad's pride and joy. He was in the service, and in 1957, he went to Stuttgart, and he bought this gullwing Mercedes, and he drove it in Germany, and then he had it shipped back here. And in the mid-70s, he put it up on blocks, and he was going to take it apart and refurbish it, but then cancer kicked in, and he was weak, and he was never able to refurbish it. Anyway, he passed away. It was his pride and joy. It's always been in the family. And he was a dear man who'll be missed. And like Wayne Carini's like, okay, I'll give you $600,000 for it. And they're like, please, I could get $850 at Barrett Jackson. And they're like, wait a minute. This is a fitting tribute to your dad. Why? This is a tribute to your dad. It was his dream to drive this car. It's been like a family member to you. You're selling it. Why? Don't give me the fucking spiel about it being your dad's pride and joy. Hey. And I remember as a young boy riding in the boot of this car while my dad would celebrate some of his happiest times. Anyway, let's call it $775 cash. Like,
you better have a tear in your eye and a quiver in your voice. Go, it's not for sale.
Just go, the old man molested me, and now I'm hammering the car. I couldn't wait till he died. But don't give me the part where this was his pride and joy and it's a family member, but you're cashing out. Yeah. You don't have to sell it.
Nope. That's good.
The dude, all right, the last episode, now this is freaking me out. The last episode that I saw, the most recent episode of Chasing Classic Cars, at the end of the episode, it said, in memory of, and the guy's name was like Steve or Ed or something, the producer. He was the producer of Chasing Classic Cars. And I was looking at it, and I kind of do what I always do. Like, I go, I look at it, I always, it's always melancholy when they have, like, in memory of, and I realized that person was close to the crew and Wayne or whoever's on the show, and I try to look and go, like, how long, I wonder how old they are and when they were born, and they'll do it, you know? And I looked at the dates, and then I went and looked up the guy. Like, I just went, I'm going to find out who this guy was. And he was this guy, and he loved cars, and he was a producer and a cameraman, and it was his idea to do the show, and, you know, the usual standard fare story. And the next day, I woke up, I got on the computer, and I turned it on, and it's had this tweet of, we made this urn for my dad, and the dates were the same.
Oh, my God.
Or if they weren't the same, they were really close to the same. And I was trying to read the guy's name, and the name looked the same, and I thought, could it be that I just went and looked up this dude the night before, and then I woke up the next day, and you're like, here's random urn for dad, and now you got to do that. And Max Pat, it's the last episode that aired. I think he took Steve Jobs' BMW to auction
something. Yeah, we have that episode. We're scrubbing
it's
through.
Just at the end. I'll do that. I'll do zoom.us, and we'll try to figure out how close these dates were and how close these names were. So I was like, oh, my God, it's the same dude.
Yeah. Logical conclusion.
Well, just because of the dates in the engine block. But anyway, Zoom.us, flawless video, clear audio, instant sharing across any device, desktop, laptop, tablet, or more. Striking HD video, 25 people live on the screen at once. You can share anything from any device, Word files, spreadsheets, videos, from YouTube, photos, from your phone, whatever you like. Even set up a green screen to create a backdrop for your client's logo and some exotic location. Sounds good? These guys are the best. Visit Zoom.us. Set up your free account today. Meet happy with Zoom Video Communications. Set up your free account today at Zoom.us. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll see if we can solve this riddle and do some news right after this.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Give news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
All right, well, a couple of new stars are being added to the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Robert De Niro, Kristen Bell, Tyler Perry, just a few of the celebs who will get their stars next year. Also included in the class of 2019, Alan Arkin, Daniel Craig, Guillermo del Toro, Anne Hathaway, Alvin and the Chipmunks, Candace Bergen, Guy Fieri, Terrence Howard, and Dolly Parton. Now you think Dolly Parton, but she already has a star.
Hold on, yeah. That's what I was thinking. Kristen Bell and Tyler Perry.
Yeah.
Every human being lands between those two physically, right?
Oh, that's a good point.
We're all somewhere.
Yeah.
Everyone on the planet is somewhere between those two beautiful bookends, right?
Sure.
Max Pat, what's the name of that producer?
Jim
Ostrowski.
Ostrowski.
James Ostrowski.
Jim Ostrowski.
All right. What was his date of birth and date of death? It's 2017 is when he died. But what's his, what's it on there?
We're looking.
Just hit the IMDb for the stupid guy. It's right on the, I found it 10
his
seconds.
His IMDb just says his death date. It doesn't say the year of his birth.
All right. Well, then go to the next one.
Yeah, we're
all right,
again,
you'll
it's,
find
it's,
it.
It's literally seconds. The clip's ending right now.
What, all right, and then what's the dates on that thing? Sorry, Dolly Parton.
So she already has a star.
Yes.
She's going to be the first woman to have two stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame because she joked that she likes to do things in pairs, because of course she did. And also because Dolly Parton, Emmylou Harris, and Linda Ronstadt will be given a star together because of their album that went, you know, a quintuple platinum.
Let me ask you a breast-related question.
Okay.
And Dolly.
Sure.
fake boobs and like early on the fake boob train and like made it her thing? Are those real boobs or like what's going on with her? I feel a little naive. Like I've never really investigated this. I don't know if there's a real answer. If they're fake boobs, she got them in the 70s mm-hmm. or the 80s even. Like
my guess, because I have many of her album covers and many of her albums, is that since she seems to be pretty into augmenting herself to look like Barbie, that she was probably very well endowed to begin with mm-hmm. and then possibly got implants to make them fuller and sort of more buoyant.
Okay.
And then, you know, maybe had a rib removed or something along the way just to give her that hourglass.
I will buy that.
Yeah.
What do you got, Max Pata?
All right. You're right, boss. his name's Mr. James Ostrowski, born January 23rd, 1953 to July 16th. 2017.
So this guy, okay, this guy died.
It must have been June 16th. This funeral home has the wrong date.
Wait a second.
Oh, wait.
It's a different guy.
Same years, yes. January 1953. And it's a different guy. But this guy died in the small block in June 2017. Excuse me. And then the funeral home says James died in July 2017. So it's so close, though.
You have every reason to believe that was
so. They're both born in January of 53, right?
Yes.
But one was January 10th and the other was January 3rd.
23rd.
Oh, 23rd. All right. But January 53 is when they were born. And then one died in June 17 and the other was July 17.
Right.
And then what's the guy's name down there? There's a tight little name written on the front cover of the engine.
James Johnson.
Wait, the guy's name is James?
Yeah. Yeah, James F. Johnson.
Wow.
So when I wake up the next morning, I'm like, oh my God, somebody knew I was thinking about their dad. And they sent me this thing, and I didn't go back and check. It was like, yeah, January, June, 53. Like, I have a good memory for numbers, and I was like, I was like, I didn't know if it's June or July. But like, and then the guy's name is James, right?
They're both named James.
So I write the guy back. He's like, yeah, I was just watching your dad. You know, your dad's a producer of a thing, and he's like, no, he's not.
It's bizarre.
It's pretty.
That's eerie.
I'll have to save that for when Lynette and the kids get back from out of town. I explain that to them and they go, okay.
Yeah.
Sonny needs more goldfish. Can you give that to him?
Must you always make these announcements in front of the TV?
This is really weird. I mean, I was up at midnight typing this guy's name in and reading about this guy named James and when he died, and I was doing the math on how he died, like what age he was and stuff like that, and then wake up the next day, and he's a car nut.
Right.
And the next day, there's an engine block with the same dates on it and a guy named James. And I'm like, guy's the producer.
And when I saw that tweet of yours, I had no idea of any of this information. I was just like, Jesus, Adam, the guy's dad died. This is not the time to take the piss out of him. Because I thought you were, I didn't know what CCC was. I didn't know why you thought you knew this guy. But this makes perfect sense now.
Wow, is that weird.
And a year later, yeah, that's wild.
I was looking down at his little name, like written on the front engine cover. And I was like, James, yo, James, or whatever. Same dude.
That's him.
All right.
That's crazy.
Not the same dude. Wow.
Well, speaking of cars, Goodwood's famous Festival of Speed will welcome an autonomous electric car to tackle its hill climb challenge for the first time. The self-driving Robo Racer EV will launch itself up the winding lanes of the spectacular Goodwood Estate during this 20. Did you know it was the 25th anniversary, by the way?
I did not know that.
Yeah, the futuristic car, and we're watching a little bit right now. Futuristic car has already made a buzz on the Formula E circuit. It'll pit its 360-degree sensor, computer processors, four electric motors, GPS, radar, LIDAR, and high-tech cameras against the hay bales and all the trees and all the other stuff. Goodwood's 1.16-mile hill climb, by the way. Did you know about this? Are you excited about this?
Yeah, somebody tweeted me this.
Looks crazy.
I started thinking it has the potential to set the hill climb record because it's electric. It's got a lot more torque. It's going to be quick. And no driver error at all if you really punch it in. Maybe not this time around, but pretty damn soon.
And doesn't it look like the top's been cut off? It's just pretty much just the wheelbase.
Yeah. This is the greatest event ever.
Will you be there to see this particular?
Well, I'll be there all weekend long.
Do you stop and watch other cars?
The way it goes is to have like three or four or eight or 10 categories, and they take you onto the track and you line it all up, and they start you and they put the timer on you, and I get in GT whatever class, and they have different classes, and they have like exhibition stuff. Mm-hmm. And this will probably be in like the exhibition mm-hmm. stuff. And so it's hard to figure out when everything's going right. And when it's going and all that, but we'll definitely be there. And I'll find out when it's making its run, and cool. I shall go and I shall view. And speaking of that, I hope these guys, well, if you're looking for a car, how about TrueCar? There you go. I got a tip. Go to TrueCar. Here's another tip you might not know. TrueCar helps people get used cars with a certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars. Enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience, whether you go new or used. You see what other people paid, so you know exactly what you're getting, and you get that good deal, and you lock it in before you buy your car. Enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with TrueCar certified dealers, and the dealers are competing amongst each other for your business as well. So whether you're going new, whether you're going used, you always go with TrueCar. Pick it out. No haggling, no hassle. Lock it in. Get your certificate. Show up and pick up your ride. What could be easier? If you're ready to buy new or used, you check out TrueCar and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. All right, let's do one more.
All right. Well, speaking of electric cars, don't know if you heard about this one. Maserati has developed an electric car that goes from 0 to 60 in 2 seconds and has a top speed of 186 miles an hour. Company built the Alfieri to compete with the Tesla. What do you know about this? Anything?
I've not seen this.
Besides that it looks badass.
Yeah, look, everybody, 2 seconds is hypercar speed. 2 seconds is fastest of the fastest. It's not, there are no other cars that do it in 2 seconds. I think the record is held by the Dodge Demon or something in 2 seconds or whatever. Like it that's drag strip fast. That's breakneck fast. That is insanely. If you would have told someone 10 years ago where there's going to be a street car that's going to go 0 to 60 in 2 seconds, they would called you a liar.
Right.
People who knew about cars would just go, no, it's not possible.
Is there one element that we hadn't discovered yet or invented yet? Is there just that one key ingredient?
Well, the electric part is a game changer because it's instant torque, and torque is kind of what gets you moving off the line. So a gas-powered engine would have difficulty doing this. The game changer is instant torque with the electric, that sort of golf cart,
the giddy up,
you know, thing, mm-hmm. Experience. All-wheel drive. I will predict this car's all-wheel drive because mm-hmm. if it's just the rear wheels, they couldn't hook them up. The third would be a rubber, a compound in the tires that was soft enough, sticky enough to hook up. It's not, at a certain point, it's not about the car's power. It's the ability to not spin the wheels, to literally right. hook it up.
Right. Like you see in old drag racing movies.
The dragster's biggest problems aren't in having enough horsepower. They have more than enough horsepower. Right. They can't hook it up.
Right.
It's lighting up the tires that causes them the problem. Most people with super high horsepower cars that are drag racing, like another car just in the street or whatever, you lose it by spinning the wheels at the beginning. You right. literally have to feather the clutch and be sort of gingerly about it and get out of there. No doubt. Look, this is a renaissance and a great time. If everyone will be able to drive really cool, stylish, super quick, they don't need to be fast. They need to be quick electric cars in the next few years with plenty of range and at decent prices.
Nice.
It's a good, it's look, start off complaining about the man. I'll get to the man now. The reason my 12-year-old kids can enjoy a really cool electric car on their 16th birthday that is reasonably priced, super safe, and has 500 miles worth of range is because everybody from Mini Cooper to Maserati, see, it has to start with the same letter.
Of course.
Is working right now on an electric car. Mm-hmm. Now, the curve for electric cars went from Tesla's got a $120,000 roadster to everyone's going to have a $30,000 roadster that kicks that Tesla's ass from 6 years ago. That's what happens when you open up the free market yep. and 25 car companies have to compete. Yeah. What if you just left it up to one government car company to make an electric car?
We'll get that electric car any day now.
Where would we be and how would that work? Now extrapolate that into every form of life and you will have your answer. Thank you. Let's bring it home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad and that's the news.
Gina Grad.
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Yeah. These are the top cars by acceleration production models. So the number one is a Porsche 918 Spyder.
Which has electric, which is running off electric when it does that.
Right, hybrid electric. And the next one is the Tesla Model S.
Right. And then you got
2.2 and 2.8
Bugatti's Chiron, which is $1.6 million. And then Dodge Challenger RT and Demon. And then your Lamborghini Huracan or whatever. LaFerrari, that's a $3 million, $5 million car. Lamborghini Aventador. I mean, these electric cars are beating these multi-million dollar Lambos. All right. If you're going to get the multi-million dollar Lambo, please get some Castrol Edge and put it in the crankcase. You don't want to blow that thing up. Now, don't dump it in the Tesla.
No.
No. But definitely use it on your Lambo. Tech advances. Engines are getting smaller. They're getting more horsepower. And they're having to work harder. Castrol Edge collaborated with Electronic Arts to present adrenaline-filled driving challenge called Titanium Gamer. You got to check it out. You find out if real or computer-based driving skills are superior and see it for yourself. Go to Castrol USA YouTube page and watch this video. I guess we can also settle it at Goodwood this year because there's going to be a driverless car going up that hill. All right. Live podcast everywhere. Thousand Oaks, Pasadena, Seattle. And also please pre-order Uppity at Chassis and check out the Indian Wrecking Crew narrated by Jay Leno. Some really good stuff at Chassis, chassy.com. No excuses with John Taffer. Listen to that at Podcast One and Apple Podcasts. He's a good guy and he does a hell of a podcast. I think I'll be on this week. And until next time, Adam Carolla for Gina Grad and Dennis Miller saying mahalo.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow the Ace Man on Twitter at Adam Carolla. Leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. For tickets and info on everything, visit us at adamcarolla.com.